So what was the development process like ultimately? The game comes out, you know, tomorrow. How do you feel now that everything's complete?
Relieved. No, it's been a long process for sure. I mean, you know, we never really stopped working on the game. We, you know, the PS3 version came out, and it wasn't like that came out and we all went on holiday and then came back to the office. It was like that went out and we went, right, we need the next part. So it's been a long, long process, but it's so exciting to see that it's finally over, if you know what I mean. And, well, and I say over, we're now working on the DLC, so however can it be, right?
So what are the biggest improvements to the game on PS4? Because I'm sure people that played it on the PS3 enjoyed the gameplay and all the cool characters and the music and all those things, but if they're going to make that transition from PS3 to PS4, what are the things that they should expect to go, oh man, look at that?
I mean, there are some, you know, I mean, like, I like to think of the game more like a solid 1.5 than a 2, if you know what I mean, in terms of, like, sequels kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much, like, built on the core of Five Star Wrestling, so you've got all the good gameplay stuff there. But, you know, we had so much development troubles on the PS3, you know, memory. The PS3 was 10 years old when we released on it.
Mm-hmm.
The memory issues on there was so big that the technology these days, I mean, your phone had more memory than the PS3. So it was like trying to squeeze all these animations in there, trying to make them all work properly, make everything nice. We were just struggling with that kind of thing. We go up to the PS4, it handles everything a whole lot nicer, the frame rate's smoother, you know, the animations play a lot better than what they did on the PS3, because we didn't have to do like this like keyframe reduction and stuff like that on there. There was just all kinds of like nice little improvements. But then on top of that, we did like a full graphical overhaul. You know, like if you find all 8 characters from the first game, and you put them side by side, they all looked identical. Like that was, you know, because we didn't really have a budget. It was a, you know, we were fighting along kind of thing. We spent a lot of money on it, but it was like it was not a lot in terms of the video game world. You know, like WWE spending 20-odd million on their game kind of thing. We had nothing like that. But this time around, we managed to completely overhaul the art. We got new character models for every character. Every costume's got their own model as well. So it's like, it feels a lot nicer because of that kind of stuff. And obviously, we've got some more effects in there. We managed to get entrances in. We managed to get a lot more arenas in there. We've got licensed arenas, like Discovery Wrestling, which is a cool little indie company up in Scotland. Up to like bigger arenas like Rev Pro, they're going to be in the game. So I mean, it's nice to be able to interact with the wrestling world on that kind of a level. And then from a gameplay perspective, we've done things like every heel can be turned into a babyface, every babyface can be turned into a heel, and they've got slightly different movesets depending on which one you play. And they have, you know what our game's like, you've got to play to that character. So if you play, you know, Curtis Angel as a heel, you've got to play completely different when you're a babyface.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes. So it's all that kind of stuff that I'm excited about, and I think players when they're playing it, they'll go, oh, they're nice little touches. But you know, the other side of it is that it just works better. Everything about it's nicer.
How does it feel to be embraced by the indie wrestling community? Because it seems like, I mean, I've seen the game kind of like playing parts in like podcasts, and just you guys are all over the place, and you guys have kind of become like this indie darling, so to speak, the last couple of months. How does that feel?
Well, I mean, I don't know about indie darling, but yeah, I mean, like, it feels great to have a lot of people out there talking about us and helping us. And you know, these tours that we've just done were epic. I mean, like, people were saying, oh, these shows are never going to run. You know, like, you announce something big out of nowhere and people just don't think anybody can do that kind of thing. But we were lucky enough that we could pull that kind of thing off. You know, and we worked hard and we got it done. And because of that, I think we got quite a nice little bit of reception out there and stuff. I am looking forward to doing the next ones. Like, the next ones are going to be bigger and better. So it's all, like, that side of things is getting really exciting for me, because that's what I've wanted to do my whole life, you know? Like, that's a big deal. And then when you couple that with a game and the fact that we can, like, take all the footage that we've just had, like Ray versus AJ and stuff like that, we can put that in the game itself as DLC so that people can download and watch those shows and see it like it's a little TV show kind of thing. Well, that excites me too, because that's content that I love working on, and it's rewarding at the same time. I mean, these events, we was there and people coming up to us and saying, this has been one of the best nights of my life and stuff. And, like, to do that with somebody, you know, like,
yeah,
that's amazing. So it was really good.
You mentioned a lot of gameplay additions before. What's your favorite new thing in the 5-star wrestling on PS4? Like, the thing that you're like, this is kind of like my baby, my reason for, like, you know, playing this now.
Oh, I mean, it's totally like the different dynamic of playing as a heel compared to playing as a face. I just think that adds this whole new level to it, because now, you know, like, we still only got 8 characters at launch. Like, Rey Mysterio's gonna be in the game, but we didn't sign him until it was too late to get him as in the actual game, so he's going in as DLC. But it's that dynamic, because in our game you really have to play like a heel if you're a heel, and you really have to play like a babyface if you're a babyface. So switching it up, it makes you feel like you've got 8 brand new characters, even though you don't have 8 brand new characters, you know? I just think it's a completely interesting dynamic. So that's what I love. In terms of other like, you know, little features here and there that we managed to squeeze in, like, there was the babyface comeback thing, which we was really chuffed with on the PS3. We added that in as DLC, but we've gone and kind of, like, given that a little bit of a polish, and we've tweaked all the different moves, and we've tweaked, you know, it's all the little tweaks that people might not even notice, but, mm-hmm. like, they're there, and they do add up and make it that little bit better.
So give me an example of how, let's use Mr. Organ as an example, how his moveset would change from a heel to a face.
Well, I mean, obviously you no longer have the low blows and stuff like that, because baby faces aren't kicking people in the nuts. So, but it's not so much about how his moveset changes. It's more about, like, how you have to wrestle with him that changes. You know, you're not going to slide out of the ring and taunt at the crowd. By the way, we've got a crowd this time.
Nice.
So, you know, that in itself, that feels like something that we should have had from day one. But we got there eventually. It's about how you handle Randy. I mean, sorry, Andy. I mean, he's just set up specifically to be a heel in the original game, right? Like, everything mm-hmm. about him, he's kicking guys in the head when they're down, he's taunting at them when they're down, he's doing all that kind of... You've got to play the game completely different with him. You have to get the best out of him anyway. I mean, you can't just run and beat the crap out of the other guy if you don't care about the star rating. If mm-hmm. you want that 5-star rating in 5-star wrestling, you need to learn how to play.
Alright, you've mentioned a couple of times already DLC. Can you detail how it's going to work?
So we're still figuring a few things out, but essentially we've signed Rey Mysterio, we've shot these shows that we've shot, we've signed other names that I'm not going to mention just now, but if you look at the tour we just had, you'll be able to imagine who some of those might be. And we're in building stage, right? Like, we want to build a huge roster. It's going to take us a while. This isn't going to be something where we put the game out tomorrow, and then the day after there's like 500 guys. We're still a small indie company, right? We heard, like, from the fans the first time around that, you know, a lot of them loved all the parody characters, but there was also a portion of the audience that just want to play with the real guys. And I don't blame them. I mean, like, that's a valid thing. So we was like, right, well, why don't we do what Pro Evolution Soccer did and have a mixture? You know, we can have a mixture of the parody and a mixture of the serious. And mm-hmm. I think that works well for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get Ray. He's going to be in the game as soon as we've managed to get him up and running. In the meantime, we've got a couple of other parody characters that we already had in the pipeline, so they're coming along. We've got, like I said, we want to add more match types, we want to add more modes, we want to add all kinds of new stuff going along. The problem with the PS3 thing was, we launched when it was already over, right? Like, yeah. PS3 mm-hmm. was dead, and it really felt like it would have been a mistake to carry on developing. We wanted to finish the game on PS3 just because we told everybody that we would, and we like to do what we say we're going to do.
Sure.
But we felt like it would have been stupid to carry on trying to flog a dead horse, if you like.
Yeah.
So it was better to just say, right, we're going to cut the PS3 one loose. We gave them some free DLC. We gave them some updates and stuff. We're going to cut that one loose, come back with a PS4, reborn with a better game, and then start using that as a platform. Because the PS4's new.
Mm.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon. The PS5's, you know, not even in talks yet. So, you know, we've got a few years to build this up, and that's what we want to do. We want to be working on this for the next few years and really building and building and building.
All right, bottom line, why should someone play this game on PlayStation 4?
Oh, because it's fun. I mean, like, you get your friends on this, like, you and a buddy, and you got it, and this is, you're going to have some of the most fun that you're going to have on any other game, you know? I mean, like, that's what wrestling games are at the core, is when you get two guys together trash-talking each other and beating the crap out of each other. It's fun. But it also gives you a little insight into, you know, how wrestling works and stuff, and, you know, how you're planning of your matches and things like that. But, yeah, why else buy any other game, you know? You buy it because it's fun.